This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad. And welcome to Prospering in the Psalms with Dr. Minetta. This is day 24 of our 150-day journey of prospering through the Psalms. And we just truly are excited that we're able to share with you again just some moments of highlights and insights to Psalms 24, receiving God's blessing and favor. Receiving God's blessings and favor. Let's just have a word of prayer, and then I will read the entirety of Psalms 24. That will give you time to grab your Bible, to grab something to write with, something to write on as we continue this journey of prospering in the Psalms. Amen. Father God, we just come this day giving you all honor, praise, and glory. We thank you, Lord God, that we are able to gather again during this appointed time to share your word, to bring even clarity to your word regarding prosperity. We know, Lord, you said in your word that you take great pleasure in the prosperity of your servants. And so today, Lord, open up our eyes of understanding that we know already we have spiritual blessings that have already been established, and that those manifested spiritual blessings will transfer into natural blessings in the earth for us this day. We pray in Jesus' name, amen, amen. Well, beloved, I am excited as we read Psalms 24 today. If we looked at this psalm, we're talking about the King of Glory this day. And so I want you to open up your ears to hear on a different frequency of talking about the King of Glory. Amen. And so we have some key verses that I will come back and highlight. But for your hearing, Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. That's our key, one of our key verses. Verse 6, this is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. 7, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. That is the word of God for the people of God this day. In Jesus' name. So, beloved, I just want to highlight two passages, verses in Psalms 24. The first verse, which for your hearing is, the earth is the Lord's. I want you to underline that, highlight it. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. The earth is the Lord's. Circle it, highlight it, underlined it. Who does the earth belong to? It belongs to the Lord. Everything in the earth belongs to the Lord. The fullness thereof belongs to the Lord. the silver, the gold, the metals, the diamonds, the gems, everything belongs to the Lord. And then verse 5 says for him, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. And I want you to highlight, underline, circle, write in your journal, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord. Beloved, when we think about this word prosperity, as we've been taking this journey for the last 24 days, and many of you have been with us as we have posted on Facebook, as we have shared through our Blog Talk Radio, we're going to continue to expand this even on our LinkedIn. And if you want to receive through our email system, you can email us at fawministry@aol.com, and we would gladly send you our links, our posts, our messages, our prophetic moments, our prophetic word pertaining to prosperity. And so as we have shared over the several weeks now, the several days, the many different words that are related or represent prosperity. And I want to share that list again. So as we continue to read, as we continue to study, as we continue to meditate and decree and declare and confess God's word pertaining to prosperity, because it's an important topic, it's an important subject, because it is God's will that you prosper. I will keep saying that every time we gather. Psalms 35:27 says God takes great delight in your prosperity. So when we look at this list of words that represent different aspects of prosperity, you have to be able to receive that in your spirit. And so for your hearing today, again, the word blessing, and we see that in verse 5, saying that there is a way that you would receive the blessings from the Lord. And so in verse 5, I want you to highlight, underline, circle the word receive blessings. And that was my title, receiving God's blessing and favor in your life. Receiving God's blessings and favor. Oh, we want God's blessings and favor. So that's one of our first words, blessings. Prosper. Glory. Oh, that's another key word. We see in verse 7, 8, 9, and 10. He is the King of glory. So that's one of our words that's related and represents prosperity. He is the God of wealth. He is the Lord of wealth. He is the King of wealth. He is the King of glory. So glory, success, favor, goodness, riches, abundance, wealth, peace, fatness, flourishing, multiply, reward, gold, silver, treasure, plenty, increase, benefit, bountiful, promotion, fruitfulness, enlarge, and largeness. These words, beloved, represent the different aspects of prosperity. So when we look at the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein, all of it belongs to the Lord, beloved, not man, not the companies or the wealthiest man or woman in the world. See, this Psalms is speaking to us and telling us everything belongs to God. the glorious, eternal God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Everything belongs to him, and that we should worship him and welcome his glorious reign. That's right. Welcome and worship God's glorious reign. So this psalm could have been written to really celebrate the moving of the Ark of the Covenant from Obed-Edom's house to Jerusalem. Oh, think about that. We know what happened with Obed-Edom when David left the ark at Obed-Edom's house for 3 months. They say in the Word of God in 2 Samuel, verse 6, 10 through 12, that everything in Obed-Edom's house became blessed. From Obed-Edom, his wife, his children, all the way down to the animals. Blessed, increased, multiplied, favor, blessings came upon him. So because the earth is the Lord's, all of us, you and I, we are stewards. We are, caretakers. See, we are committed to the proper management of this world and its resources. Because our Father God, our God, owns it all. And we are heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And we've been given that assignment to manage as wise stewards the affairs of this earth and its resources. But we are not to become devoted to anything created or act as sole proprietors. And that in the sense of the business term, sole proprietors, one who runs or owns a business by themselves. God is telling us we are not to become sole proprietors because they will pass all away. That's right, beloved. We're not to devote ourselves to anything created or act as a sole proprietor because it's going to pass away. So we know it all belongs to the Lord. So as he's speaking to us, that we would not have vanity, we would not have pride, and that we would have clean hands and a clean heart before the Lord, and that we would not sell our souls unto idols. That's right, beloved. We would not be dishonest in our communications because we would walk in integrity. See, without honesty, a relationship with God is impossible. And if we lie to others, we begin to deceive ourselves, and God cannot hear us or speak to us if we're building a wall of self-deception. So, beloved, as we see the benefits and we see the rewards of what God is speaking to us in verse 5, if we've had clean hands and a pure heart, and we haven't lifted our souls unto vanity or to idols or sworn deceitfully, we can receive the blessings from the Lord. We know in Proverbs 10:22, it says, the blessings of the Lord maketh you wealthy, maketh you prosperous without toiling and without sorrow. So we see here, he says that we would receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Oh, how powerful that is, beloved, that we stand today to receive those blessings. We stand today to receive favor from God. Who is that? But we're talking about, the King of Glory, mighty in battle, the King of Glory, strong and mighty, mighty in battle, that we would receive the blessing, we would receive the favor of God. Amen. Oh, how powerful that is. Beloved, I shared with you and I share it again today. When we look at the word glory out of Isaiah 61, it's the Hebrew word kabod, K-A-B-O-D. When we think of glory, kabod, the Hebrew word meaning honor, riches, weight, wealth, and splendor. So God is speaking to you and to me as the King of Glory, and that his blessings, his prosperity, his peace, his presence is with you, is with me, is with us, that he is the King of Glory, who has come to fight not against us, but has come to fight for us, that we would receive those blessings, we would receive those benefits, we would receive those rewards that God has spoken to you and to me this day, that we would receive those blessings, we would receive God's favor, we would receive vindication from our Savior God, that he would provide help for us. He would provide justice and grant us the ultimate vindication only to those who are faithful stewards to him. So, beloved, as we look at these nuggets, as we look at these passages of scripture today on our journey to prosperity in the Psalms, that we are positioning ourselves to receive God's blessings and favor in our lives as his manifested glory comes forth. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Beloved, we have come to the end, to our close today. I pray that this message, this moment, has blessed you, it has strengthened you, it has encouraged you, it has inspired you, and it has empowered you this day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Let me close with a word of prayer. I encourage you to go back and read Psalms 24 out loud and hear the word of the psalmist as he's speaking to us through time, that the King of Glory is our God. Amen. Father God, we just thank you for this word today. Lord, let it be sealed in our hearts, in our minds, in our spirit, in our souls, that you are the King of Glory, that you're strong and mighty, that you're strong in battle, and that you have come, oh God, you have come to battle for us this day. We thank you, Lord God, for the blessings, and we thank you for the favor. We thank you for your prosperity today, oh God, that it is manifested glory in our lives this day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Well, beloved, we pray that you'll be with us tomorrow, day 25, Prospering Through the Psalms with Dr. Mineta. So may the peace of God, the love of God, the provision of God, the protection of God be upon you and your household this day. In Jesus' name, That is my prayer for you. Go in peace. Shalom, shalom. God bless you.